This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. Yeah, it's me. It's Ashley Burgess. How are you doing? Glad to have you back. Too bad you can't be in the studio. If everybody wanted to come to the studio one day, everybody can come to the studio one day. So come on in. You know, when we're dealing with drama, you know, drama and arguments and family feuds, they can bring a lot of problems, a lot of issues. They can bring uncomfortable situations. They can bring long-lasting problems. You know, a lot of times these dramas can be short or new. You know, they can be long-lasting. They can also sometimes be such a big deal that, you know, unless things change, you don't want to spend time with your family anyway. So sometimes these issues can be huge where, you know, people say, well, how can you not spend Christmas with your family, you know, or Hanukkah with your family or whatever holiday, Festivus, whatever holiday that you choose to have that you don't spend it with your family. Well, sometimes it's because, you know, you think your family's rotten. You know, there's issues. There's things that have gone, water that's gone under the bridge that you really feel like you have to sit and really think about because you really don't want to hide your emotions anymore. Because a lot of times some people go to these holidays and have to take their emotions and stick them in a bag and stick them really far away down and not deal with anything but surface issues or just talk about nonsense because there's so much water under the bridge. So anyway, let's go on to the calls. Let's go to caller on line one. We have Mike on line one. Mike, are you there?
Ashley, hi. How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I love your show as well.
Hey, well, thank you for listening. Do you listen on the radio or on KLIF.com?
On KLIF, yes.
Cool. Awesome.
Well, sometimes on my laptop if I'm not around a radio.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And we just appreciate you tuning in. That's what it's all about.
I love it. You give me, you do. You offer a different perspective on many subjects, and I like listening in.
Well, that's awesome because I'm glad that we're not just the same old, run-of-the-mill thing, you know, here. I could be like, you know, I could be on a soapbox here for an hour, and I guess you wouldn't be calling in then. Maybe nobody would be calling in then. But, you know, we're talking about all this great stuff about the holidays and things that we all deal with. And,
reminded me of what's kind of going on in my world right now. I am in the middle of a long-term family feud.
Okay.
And it seems that during the holiday season, when the holidays kind of roll around, you know, it kind of just brings it into a different kind of light. So I have it going on. So it's Christmas time now, and, you know, like my family, we all love each other very much, but
right.
we've had a difference of opinions and some things that kind of happened in the art of the world a couple of years ago, and it just seems like it's just, you know, there's trouble still, you know, on our little plantation.
Right.
And it's very interesting at this time of the year because you begin thinking about, you know, the kids for sure, you know, and how they kind of deal with, you know, hey, Uncle Mike, is he going to be around this year? You know, are we going to see him or, you know, all that kind of stuff. And for the last couple of years, I've been making a point to my family. And so I've been, you know, kind of not coming around during family events.
Is there a particular family member is there any family that you are hanging out with or that you do spend time with at all?
You know what? Actually not. I think I'm very in tune with my own family and, if I can't be around my family, I mean, that's kind of where I would have gone.
Right.
I have wonderful friends all over the place. I love, but, you know, during the holidays and during special events, like even for Thanksgiving that just passed, I spent Thanksgiving by myself to make a point to my family that I'm still very much irritated at, you know, unresolved issues, family issues.
Okay, so let me ask you, okay, so there's a couple of reasons why I guess I would do this if I was in your shoes. The first reason would be that obviously I've been trying to prove a point for a while, possibly, and nobody's getting it. or I'm basically dishing back a type of action back to them, because that's the only way that so far nothing's working, and so this is the only way I know that something might change.
Right.
Okay. So
I think that covers the whole way I've been thinking and feeling. Definitely, I mean, it's been going on. This is a long-term one, you know. Cause, I mean, I'm sure every family has little feuds and fights and differences and that they work through, or that maybe they don't work through ever, you know.
Right.
But it's important for me that my family and I are healthy and we're on the same page and we're able to, you know, come to each other's sides if ever someone really needs one of us, you know. So at this point I think that I am in the process of trying to make my point in a drastic way. When you kind of disappear from your family's side or whatever, it's kind of one of those
do you mind if we kind of discuss, like, just if you could just tell me kind of just the issue, maybe in a nutshell, because it sounds like there's a family, and it sounds like, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So a couple of years ago, my mother, she kind of had an emotional kind of wipeout.
Right. Okay.
And
That's cool.
The way my sister and my brother treated the situation, I think they were embarrassed and they were mad at her.
Right.
And they kind of really kind of mistreated her, and you know, it resulted in her losing her apartment where she lived, and I had to come in and kind of rescue her.
Okay.
And a lot of things
I can understand. You don't have to tell. I kind of get where you're coming from, and I think I know what you're saying. So basically, a part of your family kind of puts your mom in a bad position based upon their thought process of what they thought was going on.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
it made me angry.
Right. It would make probably anybody angry, being that somebody basically either tough love or disrespects mom or whoever for that matter. By doing that, in a situation being that they judged the situation, or somebody judged the situation, and then they were kind of insecure about it, so they make a rapid judgment, and then they put you in the driver's seat, basically, there you have to take care of her because they're no longer going to do it.
Right.
Okay. So you're saying, okay, basically, so this disrespect has caused these issues in your family, and that's why you're avoiding going to holidays with them, because you want them to understand what they did was wrong.
Correct.
Okay. So, I don't know when your family's going to wake up. Unfortunately, I don't have, like, a machine on them that says, okay, finally, woo, conscious level is going to take over, and we're all on here now, and we get it, and we all respect family. You know, unfortunately, I don't know when that's going to happen. I do know that you have a lot of heart and soul, and I can hear from the way you feel about your mom and how you care about family. It's very important to you. And family is very important to you, and I understand that it can be very painful when some family members don't get what family means. And I understand where you're coming from. And in this situation, I was actually going to bring up a point later on, but I'll bring it up now. And it is, sometimes in life, you know, when we have family members, like, we don't pick them for sure, that we don't sometimes see eye to eye, but sometimes an argument or an issue, especially a disrespect or a very cold way of doing something, can really just really hurt us. And it can make it where you don't really want to spend time with those people because you don't have anything in common, and it sucks.
Yeah, exactly right.
And I think in these situations when it's like that, and you've seen maybe how cold some people can be, I'm not one of those people that agree to just go willy-nilly, but, I mean, if it's either you holding in your emotions and tucking them in deep down and not dealing with them and just basically playing the surface thing, I don't agree with that. I mean, obviously, they've hurt you and they've hurt your mother.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was definitely a major turnoff. Let's put it that way. But I think now it's been going on for a couple of years. So now I think we're getting to the point where, or I'm to the point where I miss my family.
Okay.
But I still don't think that my point has been fulfilled.
Well, you know, there's...
So I think this year may be a very interesting year for us, because I may actually approach everyone and sit down with them and say, hey, look, you know, I'm tired of, you know, I'm tired of this this motive that I'm behind so stringently, and I want to talk to everybody, and we got to get through this. So I don't, maybe that's the way to approach my family right now. I don't know.
I think the best way, and I think you have, that's great knowledge right there. I think the thing that I would do, honestly, is I would contact each individual person involved separately. At that point in time, if they are local, I would make time separately to meet with them separately. I would not have anybody ganging up on me. I would do it separately. If they are at a distance, then I would call them and set up times to meet with them, to talk one-on-one on the phone where there's not going to be other people in the background, out of respect. And then I think that I would discuss with them individually the situation, how I felt about it, how I felt when it happened, and what basically my argument is, and why I'm upset, and why I've been avoiding the family this whole time. And then stress the fact that, hey, you know, I do care about my family, because the thing is that sometimes when we're trying to be the lesson, it's like me, sometimes I want to be karma, but I can't. So it's like I can't be the karma for somebody, but I have to sit there and say, okay, I do love my family, I do care, and I do want to spend time. So if I'm holding back and I'm trying to teach this lesson, it's only hurting me too again.
Yeah.
So I think if you just call each and one and meet them if they're locally separately, don't let them gang up on you, be separate. Discuss your feelings, let them talk, but tell them how you feel, and tell them and explain to them why you did what you did, and explain also why you don't want to continue this. And you know, hopefully they'll get it. Hopefully they'll understand. If you still see that they're just really shallow and they're not getting it, you can try to stress it more. But then there comes a time when you have to say, okay, sometimes family's not going to get me. Sometimes it's just going to be that way. Do I have to just accept this? Can I accept this because it's family, or can I not?
Right. I agree. I like it.
You know, so yep. I hope that helps. And I mean, I hope that helps, and I'd like you to tell me how it goes, and
sure,
to keep us abreast of it. And you know, you can always you know, email me at the, you know, Ashley at ashleyburgess.org, and there's a couple, we can actually give you the email and stuff off the air, and you can email me or call or whatever, and let me know how the situation's going.
Well, sure, I would love to. I'll call in on your big Christmas show.
Awesome. Well, I would really appreciate that. And let me know. And if you can, my suggestion, too, is to try to begin making these calls as soon as possible. Because if you do want to try to see if you can salvage a Christmas out of it, we need to try to probably start moving toward that at this point.
That's a great idea.
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. And once again, I love your show. Thanks.
Thank you so much. And we love you. And we're so glad to have listeners like you. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night, sweetheart. Thank you. And, you know, we have to go to break here in 1 second, but, you know, he brought up a really great point. Sometimes arguments are huge, and sometimes things are really, really bad, and sometimes it's really hard to deal with disrespect and things that are awfully done to us and our family. And sometimes we do have to sit back and say, okay, how much do we really want to be with our family? And if we do, we got to put it out there. Make the calls to the family individually. Don't let people gang up on you. Meet with them separately and discuss how you truly feel. Okay, keep it on 570 AM or KLIF.com or iHeartRadio. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Cynthia Smoot with Out and About with Cynthia. She's going to be telling us everything to do in Dallas. And you know what? I just appreciate our callers and our prospective listeners. Keep it on 570 AM.
Live Your True Life, a book by local author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess, and the cornerstone for the concept of practical philosophy. Practical philosophy helps to reveal all aspects of living your life. It works in our social and work relationships and within us to create the happiness we all desperately try to acquire. The teachings in Live Your True Life put perspective back into your daily life by simplifying it and at the same time relating it to yourself and interacting with others. Live Your True Life is a guide for your soul. The teachings in this powerful book put perspective back into your daily life, and the tools within it are designed to help others triumph over adversity. Find out more about Live Your True Life today by logging on to liveyourtruelife.org. Live Your True Life is stacked with proven tools that have helped change the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors. it can help you too. Log on now to liveyourtruelife.org.